刚才唱这首诗歌说，他希望他心里面呢能够有一个准则。
This hymn that we just sang says that we want a principle within.
那这个准则就是让我们能够成为一个敬畏神的人。
And this principle is so that we may be a person who fears the Lord.
时常会提醒我们自己，我们对罪要非常的敏感。
To have a sensitivity to sin.
那罪是多方面的。
And there are many aspects to sin.
因为有时候一个不好的意念，一个情欲的，一个情欲或者是一种骄傲的意念会跑进我们的心里来。
Because oftentimes, pride or lust may come into our hearts.
那我们如果没有谨慎，我们就会落入那个陷阱里。
And if we aren't aware, then we will enter into sin.
那这就是为什么我们要时常祷告的原因。
And this is why we often need to pray.
如果我们在祷告当中求神能够让我们能够谨慎，让我们时常会提醒我们自己我是谁，那么我们就不会在这个试探里面跌倒。
If we often pray and remind ourselves of who we are, then we will not fall into temptation.
那所以这首诗歌呢，有时候要常常唱。
So we must often sing this hymn.
我们有些诗歌呢，其实它讲了很好的意义，只是我们有时候忽略了。
There are many hymns that have many good meanings, but we forget them.
那下午这个祷告会呢，要用保罗对这个年轻人的提醒来做勉励。
This afternoon, we're going to talk about the reminder of Paul to young workers.
保罗在提摩太前书第四章里面这样子勉励提摩太。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul encourages Timothy.
我们请看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12.
十二节到十六节。
Verse 12 to verse 16. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 13. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. 15. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
这段圣经保罗在勉励提摩太啊，因为他是年轻，他说不要让人小看你年轻啊。
In this passage, Paul encourages the young Timothy to let no one despise his youth.
那这段圣经呢，其实对我们来说非常的适用的。
And this passage is very practical for all of us.
因为我们现在在教会里面做服事呢，很多教会的弟兄姐妹同龄呢，年纪都比我们还大。
Because as we're serving in church right now, many of the other workers are older than us.
他们所有的经验，他们信仰的历程都比我们还丰富。
They have more experiences in faith.
但是我们在服侍神，其实不在于年纪，不是用年纪来分的。
But servitude is not divided by our age.
其实就是看我们在属灵上下多少功夫去追求。
It depends on how willing we are to put in our effort.
有时候一个年轻的弟兄或者是年轻的姐妹呢，他所讲的话会让一些比较年纪长的反而会很感动。
Sometimes the words that a young person or a young worker says may touch the older workers.
因为如果我们是神的灵感动，那我们所做出来的事讲的话呢，就是神透过我们讲出来的。
Because if we are touched by the Holy Spirit, the words that we say and the things we do are from God.
那我们这个人基本上只是神的一个器皿而已。
And we are all only vessels of God.
那我们跟让神使用，那就达成神要这个器皿发挥的功效。
That are to be used by God.
那所以这段圣经在提醒年轻的工人呢，要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，要做信徒的榜样。
And this passage tells us to be examples to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity.
然后保罗讲完之后，第十五节说：“哈，这些事情你都要殷勤去做，要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。”
And in verse 15 says to meditate on these things and give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all.
然后十六节说要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
And verse 16 says to take heed to yourself and to the doctrine.
那我们祷告会呢，今天下午先来谈一谈，我们要谨慎自己。
So this afternoon, we're going to talk about how we need to take heed to ourselves.
因为如果我们服侍神做圣工，做到最后我们不能得救，那就真的是很枉然。
Because if we serve God and in the end are not able to be saved, then this is a great pity.
我们看到教会历史上面有很多曾经很有恩赐的工人，最后跌倒了。
We see in our church history that there were many workers who were very gifted, but in the end they all fell.
他们在被神使用的期间所讲的教训也非常的感动人。
When they were serving, the words that they spoke touched many people.
但是后来在服侍 的这个行列上就消失了。
But afterwards they disappeared from the church.
那他们可能救了别人，但是最后没办法救自己。
And although they saved others, they were not able to save themselves.
那如果我们今天从我们年轻开始的时候就会非常谨慎我们自己的话。
And if today we take heed to ourselves while we are young,
我们最后一定能够救自己，也能够救那听了我们这些话的人。
In the end, we will be able to save ourselves and those around us.
我们今天在服侍神，其实不是我们说我愿意做就可以的。
Today, while we're serving, it's not just a matter of whether or not we are willing to do it.
但是最起码的，我们今天有这个服侍神的意念，是神在我们心里面动工的结果。
But our servitude should be a result of God working within our hearts.
因为腓立比书第二章十三节说，我们今天做什么事情，其实都是神在我们心里动了那个善工的意念，我们才会想要去服侍神。
Because Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says that, when we serve, it is because God works within our hearts.
那神在我们心里动了这个做工的意念之后，我们接下来要能够保守我们自己，成为一个圣洁的器皿。
And when God moves our hearts, we need to continue to keep ourselves holy.
所以我们弟兄姐妹大家都参加过 SSC， 也参加很多人参加过 NYTS， 有很多很多的训练。
And so many of us have attended many SSCs and NYTSs and have been to many trainings.
那我们在每一次 NYTS 或者是 SSC 里面，我们都会很强调提摩太后书第二章二十一节里面，我们应该都会背的。
And at SSCs and NYTSs, we often emphasize 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
有没有人可以背出来这一节？提摩太后书二章二十一节。
Can anyone memorize this for us?
你记得就把它讲出来，大声一点。
If you remember, just say it loudly.
什么？有没有人知道
？Anyone know?
啊？看一下好了。
Let's look at it.
提摩太后书二章二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
你读一下。
Verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
二十二节。
Verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
所以在二十一节里面讲的重点就是要能够成为圣洁。
And so the emphasis of chapter or verse 21 is that we should be holy.
才能够做贵重的器皿。
So that we can be a vessel for honor.
然后合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Use sanctified and useful for and prepared for every good work.
合乎主用，主是指着主耶稣基督了。
And the master here refers to Jesus Christ.
那也指着教会了。
And it refers to the church.
因为今天教会就是主耶稣基督的身体咯。
Because the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要合乎教会所用，我们要成为圣洁的器皿。
So in order to be useful for the church, we must be sanctified vessels.
就不在于说我们有很多的才干或者是比较普通的人而已。
So it doesn't matter whether or not we have many talents or we're just a normal person.
因为这些神所需要的恩赐，神可以加给每一个人的。
Because the gifts that God needs, God can give to anyone.
有些早期的工人呢，他们即使没有受过什么教育，但是他们讲的道理啊，他们对一些事情的处理的智慧呢，会让很多受过教育的人觉得很惊讶。
Many of the early workers, they weren't educated, but their wisdom was astonishing and astonished many people who were educated.
就像主耶稣的这些使徒们，他们都是没有学问的小民，在一般人的眼光看来，他们都是没有受过什么教育的人。
Just as Jesus' disciples, they were also uneducated.
可是他们的胆量跟他们的智慧，他们所讲出的话语却又那么有权柄。
But their boldness and their courage, showed, and their words were very powerful.
所以我们要让我们自己成为圣洁，然后能够合乎教会来用啊。
And so we must make ourselves sanctified and holy and useful for the church.
然后能够行各样的善事哈。
So that we can do every good work.
那这个善事就是我们要能够救别人的灵魂呢。
And this good work is to save other souls.
那包括要救我们自己啊。
which includes our own souls.
所以我们不能够在工作中工作当中啊，忘记我们自己是要得救，最最这个最重要的。
And so within our servitude, we cannot forget to save our own souls. This is the most important.
那我们在这个服事过程当中呢，还有一个地方，我们可以参考一下《希伯来书》第三章。
Another verse that's useful for servitude is in Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
请看第六节。
Verse 6.
希伯来书三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6. But Christ has a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
这里说，但基督是儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。这里讲，我们是神的家。
Here it says that we are God's house.
那因为神是当王的，在这个家他是当头的。
Because God is the king, so in this house he is the head.
在这个救恩的计划当中，基督耶稣基督是神的儿子。
In the plan of salvation, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那这个神的家是主耶稣基督把它建起来的。
And the household of God was created by God.
那我们今天是成这个家里的人。
And we today are the people of God's household.
要接受主耶稣基督的治理。治理上他的管理。
And so we are to be overseen by God.
那所以真正的主人管理的人是主耶稣基督啊。
And so Jesus Christ is the one who oversees.
那所以我们今天在这个神的家里做事啊，什么事情都要合乎神的旨意，跟用神的话来做。
So everything we do in the household of God must be according to His will and be according to His truth.
所以保罗他才会一直说，我们是跟神同工的，神是主人，我们是他的仆人，跟他一起做事而已。
And so because of this, Paul always says that we are servants of God. God is the master; we are merely servants.
那既然我们是神的家哈
，And because we are the household of God,
我们在这个家里面所服事的对象都是这里面的人。
So the people who we serve are the people within the household.
所以我们在教会里面，不管做什么事情，我们的重点都是教会里面的信徒。
And so, no matter what we do in church, the emphasis is on the people of God's house.
我们传福音也是为了要让更多人来进入这个神的家里面。
And we preach so that others may enter into this house.
所以我们在服事的时候，我们要抓住那个重点，是我们要服事弟兄姐妹们。
And so, when we serve, the emphasis is on serving other people.
而不是要完成一件事情。
And not to complete a task.
有时候我们会被这个事情本身。绑住我们的绑住了模糊了我们的焦点了。
Oftentimes we may be so focused on just finishing a task.
就好像保罗他接受了神的主耶稣的呼召以后，他说他是做外邦人的使徒。
Just as when Jesus Christ called Paul and he was apostle for the Gentiles.
他要把这个福音传到地极去啊。
And he wanted to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以照理说，保罗应该是去越多地方越好嘛，是不是
？And so.It should be that the more places that Paul went, it would be better.
对当时来说，如果他跑到西班牙去，就到了地极了。
And if he had gone to Spain, then that would be the end of the earth.
那可是我们现在在看说，保罗他传福音，他每到一个地方，他重点都是那里的人能够成长。
But Paul's emphasis when he was preaching was to make sure that the people he preached to grew spiritually.
如果保罗他重点是把那个事情，神交代这个事情把它做完而已啊。
If Paul's emphasis was only to finish his task,
他大可就这个地方停两天，等一下就到另外一个地方去。反正我有传，我讲了就好了，就走了。
He probably would have just stayed at one place for two days and moved on because he wants to preach to as many places as possible.
但是他不是，他是要这里面的人完全被建立起来，而且他会里面有一些柱子，有些柱石来建立教会之后，他再离开。
But what his purpose was to establish and root the people in their faith and make them be able to establish churches there.
然后他之后他还不断的关心他们。
And afterwards he still continually cared for them.
如果他听到哇，这个里面的人他们很有爱心，很有信心，那保罗就很喜乐。
Once he heard that members of one church were had a lot of love and a lot of faith, then he was very joyful.
如果发现教会里面有些问题，他就很忧伤，为他们祷告。
And when he heard that churches had problems, then he was very sorrowful and prayed for them.
或者是他就用神给他的智慧，能够写信，拿去劝勉他们，解决问题。
Or he used the wisdom of God and wrote letters to them to solve their problems.
所以我们是神的家，这个家里面这个重点是这里的人。
So we are God's household.And the important part of God's household is the people.
所以保罗他勉励我们说，我们要谨慎我们自己了哈。
So Paul tells us to take heed to ourselves.
这是我们在做圣工的时候，我们有一些重点要抓得住的。
And so there are these are important things we need to grasp as holy workers.
那我们为了要让这些善工，就是我们要救人灵魂这些工作都能完成。
And so in order to complete the task of saving souls,
保罗提出几个重点，我们要谨慎。
Paul raises a couple of key points.
如果看回提摩太前书四章里面
，If we return to 1 Timothy chapter 4,
第四章第十二节
，First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12,
他要我们在几个方向下功夫。
He wants us to put more effort in a couple of things.
第一个就是在言语上面要下功夫，要小心呢、啊。
First is to in our words.
那我们知道，保罗说他不管做什么事情呢，都是为了要让这个教会哈、哦、被建立起来，都是为了福音的缘故。
And we know that everything that Paul did was for the sake of establishing churches.
为了要造就信徒。
To edify the people, the members.
那这个箴言十四章第一节里面讲到那个智慧的妇人呢、啊，她怎么样把她建起来她的家庭？智慧妇人是把那个家建起来的，那愚昧的就把它拆掉。
And in Proverbs 14, it talks about the wise woman who builds her house, but the foolish one tears it down.
但是亲手把它拆掉，通常那个愚昧妇人怎么把那个房子拆掉呢
？And how does the foolish woman tear down the house?
通常都是用嘴巴把它拆掉的。
Usually by her words.
因为有时候一些话语会让整个房子啊，整个家就倒了。
Because what we say may cause the entire house to fall down.
所以我们今天在跟神一起同工作事的时候呢，我们要谨慎我们自己的话语。
So today, when we work for the Lord, we must be very careful of what we say.
有时候我们讲一些话，如果对信徒没有造就呢，就会把这个我们所服侍的这个工程把它拆掉了。
Sometimes when we say unedifying words, we may tear down the work that we've done.
那保罗他在派提摩太去帖撒罗尼迦教会访问的时候啊
，When Paul sent Timothy to visit the churches,
特别是他是。派提摩太去看帖撒罗尼迦教会
，especially the Thessalonican church。
那帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章就记载说，哎，这个提摩太回来报告他在帖撒罗尼迦所看到的一些教会的现况啊。
And First Thessalonians chapter 3 talks about Timothy's report about what he had seen there.
那保罗听到他们的作为，他就很喜乐，很受安慰啊。
And when Paul had heard of what they had done, he was very joyful and very comforted.
那包括其实保罗他有很多次都是派一些工人去看一看那里的情形，然后回来报告现在教会到底怎么样了。
And so Paul would often send workers to visit other churches and report back to him to see how the churches were doing.
那通常他所得到的消息都是好消息比较多。
And most often the reports were good.
那包括像帖撒罗尼迦教会啊，他们一些好的行为呢、啊，就很快的扩散到其他的地区去，然后他们都。被他的这个信心跟爱心感动，然后就福音就开始传扬出去了。
And for example, the Thessalonican church came back with a good report, and it was spread all over to other churches and built up the faith and the love of other churches.
所以我们今天要在教会工作，有时候我们的话哈，要讲一些真的对教会的信徒们有帮助的话语。
So today in church, we should speak words that are edifying.
有些话没有帮助的就不要说。
What we want to say is unedifying, then we shouldn't say it.
那常常我们的话有时候讲太快。
And sometimes we are very fast with our speech.
有时候就是我们对一些事情可能还没有了解到很透彻的时候，我们就会发表一些意见了。
Sometimes when we're not very clear about what the situation is, we already speak our opinions.
那个意见可能就是反而是变成圣工上的一个阻挡。
And our opinions might be an obstacle for this work.
我记得我在年轻的时候曾经犯了一个错误。
When I was young, I remember that I did something wrong.
我们那时候在教会里面当教员的时候。
I was an RE teacher.
那时候有一个弟兄也很热心，但是他还没有圣灵。
And there was a brother who was very fervent, but he didn't have the Holy Spirit.
那时候教会的一些长职跟负责人就觉得说，哎，这个某某弟兄应该不适合当教员了。
And at the time, some council members felt that this brother was not suitable to be an RE teacher.
哇，那时候我们在开会的时候就提出来讲了，应该是可以的啊，因为他很热心的，他又很有爱心啊，都很适合做教员啊。
And during the meetings, we said, "Oh, he's very fervent. He should be very suitable to be an RE teacher."
那时候我们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹们都说应该是要让他做这样子。
And so many of the younger brothers and sisters felt that this brother should be an RE teacher.
但当时候的负责人跟传道们觉得说应该不要。
But the council members and pastors thought
再等一等
that he should wait.
结果我们这个那时候讲话讲太快
And so we had spoken too quickly.
那结果当时候就讲出来的话呢，就当场就觉得说，好像教员本身是跟负责人就变成对立了。
And because we had spoken so quickly, it seemed as though the RA teachers and the council members were at odds with each other.
那后来等到我们长大一点以后，我们回过头去看，说其实他是应该是先不要比较好。
And when we grew older and looked back, we felt that the council members were right. We should have waited.
因为事实证明，他后来没有当教员以后。
Because after he didn't become an RA teacher,
他反而有比较专心，能够听道理。
He was more able to concentrate on sermons.
而且会知道说为什么我今天不能够去教小孩子。
And able to understand why he couldn't be an RA teacher.
因为我就是要祷告求神给我圣灵，让我能够有神的灵的感动，才有那个属灵的智慧，能够引导孩子走在这个主耶稣的路上。
Because he realized that he needed to continue to pray harder, so to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that he could have wisdom to teach his children.
啊，结果真的后来不久以后。他没有当教完以后，他真的得圣灵，因为他很努力求圣灵。
And not long after, he really did receive the Holy Spirit because he prayed very fervently.
那所以，我们后来回想以后，觉得说我们当时候讲一些话，其实没有让教会有帮助，反而当时候在那个开会的场合上面，让那个气氛变得很不好。
And so when we look back, we feel that at the time we spoke too quickly, and instead of helping the church, we caused a bad disruption within the meeting.
所以这是一个经验上的一个分享，我们有时候。我们毕竟还年轻，我们看法不见得是对的，因为不见得是合乎真理的了。
And so this is my own experience. When we are young, our opinions may not necessarily be in accordance with the truth.
所以要小心我们所讲的话。
So we must be careful of what we say.
不管在什么样的场合里面。
No matter what the environment is.
我们宁可慢慢的说，或者是先不要说。
We should be slow to speak or not speak at all.
那祷告之后，如果神真的感动我们，或者是事情更了解以后，再表达我们的意见。
And wait until after prayer, and if we are touched by the Holy Spirit, then we should say our opinions.
但并不是说我们不可以表达意见的。
But this doesn't mean that we cannot express our opinions at all.
而是我们要谨慎我们的话语。
But that we should take heed to what we say.
那第二点，保罗说要在行为上面谨慎。
And secondly, Paul says that we should take heed to our actions.
保罗在他的书信里面一直强调他本身是做信徒模范的人。
Paul himself says that he was an example to the believers.
那做信徒的模范本身、啊、是在各方面的、哦、
And to be an example to the believers, it must be in many different aspects.
是他这一个人本身，人家看到他就知道他是怎么样为人了。
When people saw him, they could see what kind of person he was.
那保罗他已经很清楚他自己的定位，他说他是教会众人的仆人。
And he was very sure of his position in church. He said he was a servant of the church.
所以他就是要在众人面前有一个好的模范，去表现出我真的是。把神的道理活在我的生命里面了。
And so he had to set a good example and show that he really did follow in the way of the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节就保罗讲说，这个福音怎么传到那个地方去的
？And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5, it talks about how he preached the gospel there.
就是其中一项，就是他自己这个人的为人是可以让那里的信徒一开始他们就看到这个人是信耶稣是不一样的。
Because when he went there, the people were able to see that believing in Christ makes a person different.
然后保罗他很谦卑的把他自己当作仆人角色来服侍教会。
And Paul very humbly put himself as a servant to serve the church.
他在服侍当中、啊、他并不会去讨人喜欢、啊、
When he was
他不会讲一些好听的话去取得人的喜欢、啊、
When he was serving, he didn't try to make himself likable to others.
因为这个人的喜欢有时候就是暂时的而已。
Because whether or not people like you, it's very temporary.
但是如果我们这个人的生命表现是让人看到基督，人家一定不会说讨厌某一个人。
But if others can see Jesus within us, then they will not hate us or despise us.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书也是这样说，他说我在服事过程当中都不是为了讨人喜欢，是为了讨神喜欢。
So Paul says in 1 Thessalonians that he does not work to make himself likable to others, but to please the Lord.
那所以这个为人本身啊，就是做榜样这件事情，对我们来说是一个很重要的提醒。
And so to be an example is, we should be reminded to be an example for others.
那保罗他在服事过程当中，他所写的书信里面呢、啊，他所强调都是人呢、啊。
And so when Paul was writing his letters, the emphasis was always the people.
我们如果看一节经节，我们看提撒罗尼迦前书啊。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians.
前书第二章哈、
啊、，Chapter 2，
第二章 第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
第七节跟第八节。
7 and 8. But we were so gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. It's so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us.
保罗的身段是非常柔软的。
Paul was very gentle among them.
他说他像妈妈一样。
He was as a mother.
你像妈妈在照顾婴孩。
Just as a mother cherishes her own children.
那个妈妈都非常的温柔。
Mothers are always very gentle.
特别是孩子还小的时候。
Especially when the children are young.
绝对不会跟他大吼大叫的。
They will definitely not scream.
你有看到哪一个妈妈是跟她的那个吃奶的婴孩说是这么不听话？
Have you ever seen a mother who say to her nursing baby, "You are such a disobedient child"?
不会，她一哭的时候就安抚她。
No, you will see as soon as the baby cries, you will comfort her.
她那个她的心很软。
And so the mother's heart is very soft.
都很怕这个孩子受伤，吃不饱，着凉怎么样，都是很关心的。
Always caring for their children.
那所以，今天我们要用这个行为，在行为里面，我们要注意我们这个心态的问题。
And so today when we serve, we must watch our motivation.
那这个心态，这个彼得当时候其实也提出来给教会的一些工人做参考啊。
And Peter also mentioned something.
我们看彼得前书第五章啊。
Let's look at First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
因为我们本身这个人是要做榜样的。
Because we need to be examples.
我们看第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
五章三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3. Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
不，他说不是要辖制所托付你们的，乃是要做群羊的榜样。
Here,
要做榜样哦。
Here says to be an example.
啊，不是要辖制哦。
Not to be a lord.
那什么是辖制
？What is a lord?
那辖制就是权力啊。
A lord has power.
有时候我们在教会里面做事，如果太强调事情或组织的时候，我们就很容易。落入这个瑕疵这个陷阱里面的。
When in church we put too much emphasis on completing a task, we might become lords over others.
那如果我们会关心人呢，就会想到要做榜样。
But if we care for the people, then we will want to be examples.
那所以保罗他不管做什么事情，他都关心到人这里面的人，他信心、爱心、忍耐有没有增加。
And whenever Paul served, he would.Pay attention to whether or not the people were growing in faith and in love.
那所以我们今天注意这几点，我们在服事当中啊，我们要用仆人的心态来做。
And so today when we serve, we must serve with the heart of a servant.
我们重点是要信徒这里面，我们服事这些教会的信徒们能够信心成长起来的。
We must put emphasis on whether or not the people of the church are growing in faith.
我们奉献出我们的时间、精神、我们的才干。
We should sacrifice our time and our energy.
我们在教会里面的这个组织里面，在服侍神。
And serve the Lord together.
但是有时候，我们如果被赋予一个样什么样的职分的时候，我们要很小心的，不要落入我是可以有权力的。
But when we are serving, we should be very careful not to become to pay attention on whether or not I have authority.
这变成一种权柄了。
And it becomes a type of power or authority.
那这样的观念其实只是一念之差而已，一念之差就是。One thought.
And this becomes one thought.
如果在那个瞬间那个时候，如果我们的观念没有把它放在人上面，或放在这个组织的规定上面，我们可能就落入那个我是有权柄的人。
If,
我可以说 yes or no 了。
If at that time we don't put our emphasis on the people or on the truth, then we may be being lords or others or putting emphasis on our own authority.
那这样子其实是一个非常危险的一个盲点。
And this is actually a very dangerous situation.
因为当我们会想要说我有一个 authority, 我有一个权力的时候，就是已经我们自己的内心的那种自尊 ego 跑出来了。
Because when we're thinking about our authority, then our ego, we are very, very egoistic.
那其实这个就是隐藏的骄傲。
And this is pride.
那这个隐藏的骄傲有一天一定会跑出来的。
And this is a hidden pride which will one day be shown to others.
那这跑出来的结果就是会让我们从这个服事的行列当中消失的原因。
And when this pride shows up, then this is usually a reason why we will disappear from the church.
因为骄傲就是败坏的开始。
Because pride goes before destruction.
所以我们在祷告当中呢，求主也是帮助我们。
So in our prayer, we should ask God to help us.
让我们都能够记住保罗他对我们的提醒。
So that we can remember the Paul's teachings.
我们怎样成为一个圣洁的器皿？
How to be a whole sanctified vessel.
让我们的心是很敏感的，对罪很敏感的。
So that our hearts may be very sensitive.
那罪的敏感度就是在我们怎样在言语上能够小心。
And the sensitivity will be on how we speak.
然后我们在怎么样在我们的行为上能够真的成为信徒的榜样。
And how in our actions we can be an example for all the other believers.
不管我们今天是年纪多大，我们有一天都会长大成30岁、40岁、50岁的人呢。
And no matter how old we are now, someday we'll be 30, 40, or 50.
我们以后也可能变成老人家嘛。
And we will very likely become old.
那我们变成老人家的时候，我们一样同样的心情来服侍教会弟兄姐妹。
And when we become elderly, we should still serve the Lord with the same attitude.
我们的心应该是会像小孩子一样更单纯。
And our hearts should be more like children and more
innocent. 那这样子，我们的侍奉就是非常的美的。
And our service will then be very beautiful.
我们今天先分享到这里。
We're going to share.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we're going to pray together.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
让我们时时能够谨慎我们自己，让我们将来真的能够成为得救人。
So that we can take heed to ourselves and be saved in the future.
那我们所服侍的人也都能够一起进天国的。
And so that those we serve will also enter heaven along with us.
我们现在到前面来一起来祷告。
Now let's come to the front to pray.